Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are tuned into NABWIC Talks Radio, and we have a very exciting two guests actually with us this morning from EnviroAg Science. We have Chris O'Connor and Adrian Lynn. But before we move into talking with them, we're just going to list what our mission is for the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are founded to increase the national awareness of African-American women in the construction industry. The charge of the National Association of Black Women in Construction is to advocate for black women to further opportunities for its members. We advance the NABWIC mission as our core foundation is to strengthen with the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social networking connections. So we are really happy to have both Adrian and Crystal on with us this morning, and they're going to talk about EnviroAg Science and what they do there and what their company offers and how they're making a difference in the construction industry. So we're going to start with Crystal this morning, and we're going to ask Crystal, what are some of the services that your company offers?
Okay, well, good morning, Marissa, and thank you for inviting both Adrian and I to talk and give a little bit of information about our company. We appreciate it. Our company, we actually hold licenses in construction management. We're unlimited general contractors, architecture, and landscape architecture. We offer construction management, program management, but our specialty is construction design build. And then we also have a landscape division, and we're the largest minority landscape service firm in South Carolina right now. And we offer commercial grounds maintenance and landscape design build services. And then because we're in Atlanta now, we're looking to expand our market footprint, and we're looking at new markets like exporting and safety.
So that's why you guys are pretty busy over there. So allow me to ask you, what is your role? I'm going to start with Crystal again there at EnviroAg Science.
Well, right now, both Adrian and I are vice presidents. I'm vice president of finance and business administration. We're going through a succession planning process with the company. It's a family company, and my father, Dr. Lynn, started the company 28 years ago, so we're actually in the process of doing succession planning, and I do the finance and business, or the money and the people, as I like to put it.
And then for my part, I do the business operations and the program management side on it.
Okay, great. That was Adrian, right? Okay, great, great. And if you're listening with us this morning on NABWIC Talks Radio, you can join the conversation if you'd like. You can either call in at 714-459-3918, or you can listen right there on your internet browser at nabwic.org and follow the link to Blog Talk Radio. And as we mentioned earlier, we are talking to Crystal and Adrian. They are vice presidents there at EnviroAg Science. I'm really excited to have them there because they are sisters, and it's part of a family business, and they're showing what can be done in construction with cooperations are from all sides. And so as you get into some more questions with them, feel free to listen in. And we're going to start, Adrian, I'm going to ask you, how did you get into the construction industry?
Well, for my part, I actually have my degree from Clemson University, and I worked in corporate America for 16 years and joined the family business last year.
Okay.
And then as Crystal said earlier, Enviro's 28 years old, and 12 years ago for the company part, we ended up partnering with a very large South Carolina construction firm, and it was part of a bond referendum for aging schools in the South Carolina area. So when that relationship evolved, because school board really insisted that because of this partnership, they'd really like Enviro entered beyond just our core skill set, which is the landscape side, and wanted Enviro to build. So we worked as a mentor protege with that larger South Carolina construction firm, and we built and remodeled 18, worked on a convention center, a basketball arena, and a lot of office buildings in the area. So now we're at the point where we're able to work independently, and sometimes companies that we were the mentee under or the protege under, they actually are a subcontractor for Enviro at times. So the mentoring program is very, very great.
Excellent. Now, Crystal, your turn. How did you get into the construction industry?
Well, actually, it's a roundabout story. I think Adrian and I both kind of came into the family business. About 4 years ago, I was working. I actually have a PharmD, so I'm a licensed pharmacist. I have a doctor of pharmacy and an MBA, and I was actually a practicing pharmacist. And I just saw how successful my dad had grown the company to be, and I was sitting back, and I just felt like it was a shame for him to have this successful company and neither one of his daughters be involved in the company. So about 4 years ago, I stepped away from practicing pharmacy and started working with the company and kind of shadowing my father, Dr. Lynn, and learning the business and getting information and traveling with him. That was about 4 years ago. So right now, both Adrian and I work in the company, and I have a younger brother who also works in the company in the landscape division.
Exactly. You mentioned earlier that your landscaping division was the largest in, what was that, South Carolina?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Excellent. So that's a testimony to your company as well as your father giving you guys, your parents actually giving you guys a great start. So that is excellent, excellent. And also some of the EnviroGirl was involved in the 8A program. Actually, you're a graduate of that program. How do you think your company, and this is to Adrian, how do you think your company benefited from being a part of the 8A program?
Well, that's a great question. We, as you mentioned, we graduated last summer, and the 8A program really helped us develop and improve our ability in our core competence. But it also gave us the opportunity to develop a new skill set in construction. And as I said earlier, the mentoring program that we had that really helped us out. So we were able to develop strength, skills, knowledge about how to administer government contracts. Our father, Dr. Lynn, always says, you know how to paper monsters, big paper monster. But in addition, we do a lot of what we call in our company corporate social responsibility. So we're very big on job creation, civic involvement, having internships, very big on charitable giving, and in particular, marketplace ministry, where we incorporate our faith into the normal course.
That's excellent to hear that that program worked for you guys and was able to help you strengthen the values that you already possess. So that's kudos to you guys for getting involved in that program and making it work for you. Because I know it does. It's just once you sign up for it, you have this little bit of work involved as well. So you guys made that work for you. So that's definitely excellent. And so now, Crystal, in the difficult economic times, you talked earlier that you work with people and money. So in the difficult economic times that we're in right now for business and so forth, what do you think is a major contributing factor to your company remaining in business through these times?
Well, I absolutely believe that the fact that we were able to diversify those 12 years ago has been the major contributing factor to us being able to still be relevant and still be able to sustain during these times. I think if we had just remained a landscape company, that it would have been a different story. And I just think that because we diversified and we became construction managers and program managers, we were able to just diversify our lines of business. And then the fact that we diversified into the private sector outside of government to work for customers such as Johnson Controls, as well as local and state government contracts, was definitely a major factor for us. And with government, as you know, the best predictor of future performance is past performance. So for us, just having a solid past performance record has been phenomenal for us, enabled us to continue to get work. So diversification, long story short.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because I think a lot of companies that have chosen to diversify early on, they're seeing the benefits of it now, or even as the company starts to grow, they're choosing to diversify. And I've heard that several times talking to different business owners or people involved in the business, different businesses, and they talk about diversification being the key to helping them remain relevant and just toughing it through those times when things get a little difficult. So that's I'm glad you brought that key point. Glad you brought that point up. And so Enviro has been in business for quite some time now. So, Crystal, what is the project that Enviro is most proud of?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, and we consulted with Dr. Lin on what he thought, and of course that question should have been project, because he came up with, love them. I think on the government side, though, we actually, for the Marine Corps, we built a $16 million pre-trial detention center. It was design build. It was awarded LEED Silver classification. And because of that, we actually also are building the mess hall that's adjacent to that at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, which is going to be completed in April of this year. It's a $60 million mess hall, which is going to be awarded LEED Gold classification. We're very proud of those. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the private sector, about 6 years ago, we were the construction managers for the City of Columbia for the convention center and the adjoining Hilton Convention Hotel. So those are kind of some of our landmark projects that we're very proud of, and we try to highlight those. And, of course, he had a list much longer, but I don't think we have an hour to go through all of them, so we'll just keep it up.
It's awesome to hear that Enviro is just so successful in what they do. And we're talking with Crystal and Adrian from Enviro. They are both vice presidents there, that organization, and we're just reviewing some of the things that they've done in the construction industry since they've been in existence, and also how that is a contributing factor to the community as a whole. And you are listening to NABWIC Talks Radio. If you'd like to call in, you can call in at 714-459-3918, or if you're there on your browser, you can go to nabwic.org and listen there as well. These shows are archived, so you can listen to the show if you're not able to catch the show in its entirety, if you're just tuning in. And there are also other shows that we've done in the past. We've talked with the Small Business Administration. We've talked about the Hub Zone program, so if you're looking to get further information on that and how that program can help you grow your business. We also have programs where we've talked with the SBA again about the 8A program. So we just talked about how Enviro has benefited from the 8A program. So if you want to hear a little bit more in detail about what the 8A program is about and how it could possibly benefit your organization, please feel free to also listen to that archive show. And so just again to talk about the vision of NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, is to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for Black women in construction and their respective communities. So that's what NABWIC Talks Radio tends to promote, and that's what NABWIC promotes in general. So we're very excited to have Enviro on the phone with us, both Crystal and Adrian from that organization, just sharing with us what they do and how they do that. So it's awesome to have them on the phone. And talking with you, Adrian, I'd like to ask you, are there any recent recognitions, accolades that Enviro has received? We talked about quite a few projects that you've all worked on, but what about the recognitions and accolades that you've received?
We've been very, very blessed, very fortunate. year, we were awarded the number 4 position for South Carolina's 25 fastest growing companies. We're really excited about that. We received the 2011 Star Safety Award for Shaw Air Force Base, $6.5 million fitness project. And last year, in December, Dr. Lin was recognized by the Department of Commerce and the Minority Business Development Agency, and was awarded the 2012 Ronald H. Brown Leadership Award. And along with that is the National Minority Small Business Year. So we've had a very, very blessed year last year.
Well, so you guys accomplished quite a bit there. And so in addition, I also wanted to ask you about EnviroGrow and how can we get in touch with you all, because you've talked about several of the things that you've accomplished over the years and some of the awards that you've received and the projects that you've been on and the services that you offer. So in listening with all that, how would someone get in touch with EnviroGrow?
Well, the best way, our offices are in Columbia, South Carolina, but the best way to get in touch with us is our website, which is www.enviroahs.com.
That is great, and I'm glad you were able to share that information with us this morning.
And Marissa,
we're all, yes?
I just wanted to say also, in addition to the 8A program, I think it's important to mention the small business, and you mentioned HubZone and some of those. SBA has been really good to us. The 8A program was really good to us, and we tried to utilize that to the fullest extent through a lot of partnering, joint ventures, and mentor-protege relationships. But we're also part of HubZone, and I think it's important to just mention how good SBA has been to us and helped us to develop and grow. We're actually looking, based off of the success we've had utilizing the Small Business Administration and those set-aside programs, HubZone, 8A. We're not woman-owned, of course, yet, so we're utilizing the other set-asides, but the SBA has helped us tremendously, and we're really looking to grow out of the small business arena based on, you know, the experience that we've gotten through these past 20-plus years into growing into just a large business. So that's our next avenue, and that's why we mentioned earlier we're looking to diversify into exporting and safety management and just different areas that complement what we do as our core competencies, which is the construction management. And we do consider ourselves now a construction management firm. We do landscape as our core competency, of course, because of the history of the company and because of Dr. Lin's background. But I just wanted to mention, after you said HubZone, that SBA has been really good to us. Programs really work if you make them work.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you did mention that, because we're encouraging everyone to take advantage of those programs, because the government spends an incredible amount of money and they have these programs set up to have these businesses take advantage of them. But sometimes we don't always take advantage of the opportunity that's there. But when we do, Enviro is a perfect example of how, along with hard work, we don't want to discount that, that we can make those programs work and get the piece of the pie that belongs to a competent organization that can make those things happen. So, again, appreciate you highlighting the benefits that you received from being part of both the HubZone program and the 8A certification. Really appreciate that. And
right,
you mentioned about the import and export. I just noted on the Minority Business Development Agency, just to share that point with you, they are having a conference coming up pretty soon that's going to be dealing with import and export. So maybe that's something that you'd be able to, you know, look into, and as you're doing the research on how to get into that market and what would be the best fit for Enviro.
Right, absolutely. That's exporting is a big monster to tackle. It's a lot of information, so any assistance in that, we're definitely looking to research that very thoroughly.
And research is key when you are trying to find that next step that will help you fit, you know, in the best place in this big space, trying to figure out what that next step is. And so research plays a major part in that. And so a lot of the government agencies, they have the resources out there when you are trying to do that research. And sometimes they even have the programs, like we mentioned just earlier, on how we can take advantage of those programs when we are doing that research to make things happen for us.
Right. Yeah, we've actually tried to utilize, Department of Commerce has a lot of good information, and like you mentioned, DA has a lot of information. So there's a lot of assistance out there, but like anything else, you have to find it and utilize it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so I see that we have Ann McNeil on the line with us. I'm just going to go ahead and open up her line. Let's get that open. Good morning, Ann. How are you this morning?
I am very well. Thank you so very much again, Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And I want to thank both of you for coming on. And now that I have two sisters, I need to remember, which was it, Crystal, that I met in Washington when you received the award with MBDA?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great,
ma'am.
Crystal.
It was
great.
She was unable to attend.
Well, Adrian, I will tell you that your dad and your sister represented you, I mean, very, very well, Crystal.
Thank you. And it was so nice to meet you. It was a very nice event.
Yes, and thank you for considering getting involved with NABWIC, and we'll talk about that a little bit more offline. But I just have a couple of questions. I was so inspired listening to your story, and actually it inspired me to leave a greater legacy for my children and grandchildren in the industry of construction, as being the first black female contractor in the state of Florida. In starting this organization, the vision of the organization, and thank you for participating, but we're looking to see how can we share this vision with junior high school girls, high school, and college-age women to encourage them to come into the construction industry as a profession. So do you have any young women in your family who you are looking to mentor to follow your lead?
We do. We have daughters.
Well, that's exactly what I'm listening to hear.
Yeah, this is Adrian. We are the thing that Crystal mentioned earlier, that, you know, as seeing the business grow and stuff, you know, it was a shame to think about what we would do when my father decided he wanted to retire or slow down. So I think the beautiful thing that he's been able to do over the last 28 years build up enough of a legacy for Crystal and I to be able to take the torch and try to continue to grow. Our family we have a history of entrepreneurship. Our great grandfather was an entrepreneur. Our grandfather was an entrepreneur. So we're hoping the bloodlines go down to our daughters, even though they're very, very young. We are a family business, so they come into the office, and their version of work is doodling on the whiteboard and stuff, but we want them to really understand. And as far as, you know, outside of the family, even just being able to mentor other young women in the community, the industry came from as a professional. There were not a lot of young women, and especially not a lot of young women of color. So I think that's very important for Crystal and I as we continue to grow, and we hope to be able to, like you have been able to do.
I think it's important.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry, just to piggyback off of Adrian, I think it's important to mentor and do outreach so that young women, you know, of all races understand, because construction is a non-traditional industry for women, obviously, and I think it's important to mentor and do outreach so that young women understand that it's something that they can do. And something that we've always taught as coming from a line of entrepreneurs is that you don't have to work for somebody. You can work for yourself. And turns out to be much beneficial in the long run if you're successful at it, of course. So I think it's about outreach and getting the information out there to let young women know that this is an industry that you can be successful in. And you're a great example of that.
Well, I tell you, you're raising the bar. I thank you for that, but you're raising the bar. We give God the glory for all of that. And what we'd like to do is see how we can model what the future should look like for the country. And that's really what our vision is as a part of NABWIC, because just like when we go into the schools and we talk to the girls, they don't see women in construction in suits. They only think
right.
of hard hats, getting dirty. And so we have a really, really large vision, but we're starting with the bite sizes because we're a very young organization and we're just so honored to have the two of you become a part of what we're doing. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing how we can get a chapter started in your area, whatever that means, your area. And, again, we'll talk about that offline. But I'm going to ask my last question and go back to Marissa. Marissa, thank you for this interview. It has been very, very encouraging. My last question I always ask all of our guests, what's your favorite book? So if each of you could share with us your favorite book, and that would allow our listeners to know a little bit more about you based upon what you enjoy reading. Thank you.
I think Adrian and I both looked at each other when you said that, and we both kind of mouthed the same thing. And we're our family is very spiritual, so I'm going to have to say the Bible, and that may be a pageant answer, but that's the reality of it. The Bible is our favorite book. It's a guiding book. It's what we stand on, our firm guiding principles are biblically based. So that's my answer. That's Adrian's answer.
Well, I'd say, Cass, to say you can't really go wrong with that one.
Right.
So as we wrap up here, Crystal, I'm going to ask you to remind us again of the services that you're company office, and then Adrian, I'm going to ask you to give us the contact information. So, Crystal, go ahead and remind us of the services your company offers.
Sure. We specialize in construction management and program management, construction design build. We also have a large landscape division, so we do commercial grounds maintenance and landscape design build services as well.
Adrian.
Sure.
How to get in touch with Enviro again.
Absolutely. It's www.enviro.com.
Okay, excellent. I really appreciate you all coming on this morning and talking with you and about what your company does. It's been very encouraging for African-American women across the nation to hear what you've done, how you've gotten to the family business, which I really appreciate you two both being sisters and taking that torch and carrying the family business on to the next step. And then you're even passing it down to your daughter there, getting her prepped eventually possibly to take on the reins of Enviro. So it was very encouraging hearing about what you do, the programs you've taken advantage of, and how you've weathered the difficult economic times through diversity. So thank you so much for joining us here on NABWIC Talks Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
You too.